Hey, good morning. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. And as our house churches and our church celebrate Thanksgiving this week, let's read this. Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. We'll go to verse 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your forbearing spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. This is a great verse, and probably most of you have memorized this verse over the course of the years that you follow the Lord, and especially when you've been going through times of difficulty, times of trial, times when, you know, it's quite fearful. I know today or yesterday, many of us were shocked, with the shelling in South Korea and, you know, what's happening in the north, and I thought, wow, this is, I mean, just really crazy, especially, you know, we're about to have our NK conference, and, you know, then I'm actually going to Seoul this weekend as well, but there's no travel advisory, so everything looks okay. But just, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty, you know, especially in Korea right now. And so, you know, I recognize, especially in this week of Thanksgiving, you know, one of the keys of prayer, or, you know, really a lot of it, one of the keys of our spiritual life is to have, you know, always have this attitude of thanksgiving. You know, it's just one of those things. I don't know if you were here in the 10 a.m. service on Sunday, and Jane, you know, came up here and shared her testimony a little bit. You know, but she shared the testimony, but I hope you got the central gist of the message, you know, and she talked about Thanksgiving, right? Just in the simple way that, you know, no matter there's hardship and all those things, that she's learned to really offer up Thanksgiving to the Lord, and it's sustained her. You know, in this passage, I really feel like this is, like, this idea of Thanksgiving is really the key to this whole little passage, you know, and he tells the church, you know, rejoice. Right, always, okay, and just to make sure you don't, you know, you didn't forget what I said, again, I will say rejoice. Now, how does that happen in someone's life? You know, can we just force ourselves to be happy? I mean, is that the way it happens? You know, whatever goes on, can we just force ourselves to have a good disposition? I don't know. I don't think it happens naturally or automatically. You know, but I know that it happens when we offer thanksgiving. You know, and what thanksgiving is, you know, and I'll share more this week, but what that is, it's setting your perspective on God's perspective. You know, it's not being flippant, you know, and something's happened, oh Lord, thank you for that. No, it's actually getting your viewpoint and your lens focused on God and what He's doing instead of what's going on with you and in your circumstances. Right? You know, you have to remember, whenever God looks at our situation, you know, He's not nervous. You know, He's not anxious. Right? He's actually very calm. You know, remember in Matthew chapter 11, He tells, you know, His disciples, come to Me, all who are weary and heavy laden. Right? And He says, I'll give you a rest. He says, learn from Me, for I'm gentle and humble in my heart. Right? Take My yoke upon you. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Jesus is not, He's not frustrated. He's not anxious. He's never anxious if you go through the scriptures. You know, He's always at peace. There's always an equilibrium because Jesus always, right, had God's perspective in mind. He says, I only do what I see the Father doing. You know, and He was a direct mirror of the Father. And so He always had God's perspective. And as a result of that, you know, he was able to get away from anxiety in these things. Right? And He says, rejoice. And it says, be anxious for nothing. Right. In other words, you know, take it easy, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. This is the key. With thanksgiving. We don't just offer up and give our concerns and our things to the Lord. We thank God for them. You know, we don't just, you know, pray over situations. We thank God through those situations. You know, you either thank God, you know, because he's going to do something on your behalf, or we thank God because he saved us. I mean, there's so many different reasons and areas why we can really thank the Lord, you know, in our lives. And it says, in everything by prayer and supplication. So, you know, whatever anxiety you have, see, this is the key to the spiritual life, right? One of the keys. If you're anxious about something, if you are frustrated about something, he says all those things, take to the Lord in prayer. Right? He tells you, don't be anxious, but in everything with prayer and supplication. Right? Prayer, you know, is prayer. To supplicate is to really ask God, you know. I mean, this is a real seeking and asking, right? And so, you know, he says, don't be anxious. There are things that you should be anxious about, right? He says, in this world, you'll have tribulation. And so there's things to be anxious, but he says, don't be anxious, right? Just present it to the Lord with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. That's the key, right? And so, you know, in other words, you know, let's say Nellie had a situation at work, and so, you know, she's got to really figure out what to do, you know, and it's regarding her future and all these different things. She could just be anxious, right? And we all get like that, right? We could worry and, you know, and be frustrated and all these things and think of like 800 ways to remedy the situation. We could do that, which is our natural response, or we can take a hold of the spiritual response, which is to just seek God's face and to pray. This is really the gift of intercession. Not necessarily as a spiritual gift, but I'm talking about the prize of intercession. And the fact that what happens is that we have a burden, and as an intercessor, as we intercede, we actually lift that burden to the Lord, and it becomes his burden. And he says, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Right? And so he can handle these things, right? Remember, the scriptures tell us, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. And so it's the Lord, you know, dealing with us, right? And we present our, you know, our anxiety, you know, whatever those things that weigh us down, and we give it to him. That's intercession, basically. And then we offer these things to the Lord with thanksgiving. You know, and he says, let your requests be made known to the Lord. That means all the stuff that we're thinking about, all the stuff that's on our heart, all the stuff that's worrying us, we give it to God. We let it be known to God. And then this is what he promises us. And then the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Right? And so, you know, the Lord doesn't promise that he's going to make things, you know, right or remedy or answer our prayers. But what he does promise us is the peace, is the shalom, you know, which goes beyond comprehension, which goes beyond your understanding, which goes beyond your circumstances, right? And really, the real gift here is he gives you his son, Jesus, in Christ Jesus. He sets you in the Son, you know, and if we really, really think about it, you know, I've said this many times, if we really think about it, this is what we've always been after anyway, you know. Like, I pray, you know, for my kids. I pray for good health. You know, I pray that they would make friends. I pray all these things. Why? Because I want them to be happy. That's precisely what God gives to us, the peace of God, the eternal happiness of God, the shalom, the well-being of God will guard our hearts and minds, right? You know, and this goes beyond the answered prayer. And if we really think about it, most of our prayers that we offer to the Lord, you know, is actually we're asking God for peace. You know, we're praying for, you know, people that are not working. We're praying, Lord, you know, let them work, right? Give them a job. Why? Well, so they could have income and they could live their life and, you know, and ultimately so they could be happy. I mean, that's what, you know, right? They could be peaceful and feel like they've done something with their life, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We pray for people to be healed. Why? Because ultimately we're praying that they'd just be happy, you know? And so, again, God doesn't say he's going to answer every prayer, right? But he does promise us that he's going to give us his peace, which I believe is really what we're asking for anyway. And so in that way, he does answer our prayers, right? Regardless of, you know, the situational outcome of these things. But it all starts with thanksgiving. Right? It all starts with thanksgiving. It all starts with the people of God coming before him and getting God's perspective, you know, on a matter. You know, and I heard this preacher say a long time ago, and he said, if you have nothing to be thankful for, right, just be thankful that you're alive. You know, I mean, that was kind of cheap, but again, we have something to be thankful for, right? Just be thankful that you're alive. You know, and thankful that God chose you. You know, there's something to that. You know, and then out of that, I think once we get into God's perspective, right, I think everything flows out of that place. All right, just that heart of thanksgiving. So let's close our eyes today. And if there is something that you're anxious about, if there is something that you're worrying about, if there is something that is weighing you down, get God's perspective on the matter and offer up thanksgiving. This you can do. Whatever the situation may be, offer up thanksgiving to the Lord. And as Pastor Nate leads us in a song, I just want to encourage you to come before the Lord and whatever it is, right? Whatever you're anxious about, just give it to the Lord. Present it to God in our prayers and our song.
I lay all of my burdens time, I don't know what to do. I will cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet, and anytime I don't know what to do, I will cast all my cares upon you. I will cast all my cares upon you.
Let's do that this morning. Whatever is on your heart right now, whatever you're feeling anxious about, or whatever that's weighing you down, whatever are concerns of yours, I want you to know first and foremost that those are also the concerns of the Lord. It may seem like, God, this is trivial for you, but that's the nature of God's love. Nothing is trivial to the Lord, especially when it pertains to His children. I know this as a father. You know, what seems like a minor detail is actually greatly important to me if it's important to my kids. I even think about yesterday when I came home, Elise came to me and says, Dad, I have a field trip. You know, can you come? And she just had this look of, you know, like real expectation. Can you please come? That's such a trivial matter. But of course, I want to make it my priority. That's the father's like that with you. It may even seem like you're bothering him about something. You're not. He loves you with an everlasting love. And so if you're concerned about something, the Lord already knows. Now all He's looking for is a transfer to take place, where you pray, and ultimately that prayer really is a testament of trust. And say, Lord, I just give this to you. I trust you in this. And so this morning, whatever you're anxious about, whatever is weighing you down, whatever is bringing concern into your heart, or you're losing sleep, or whatever the case may be, maybe you're worrying about something, just offer it to the Lord right now with thanksgiving. Maybe simply saying, Lord, I just thank you that I can come to you. I thank you that you are God Almighty. And that you love me, you don't want me to hold this burden on my own. Well, let's just take some time, a little extended time today, and just lift this burdens to the Lord. And let's pray together. Let's pray over things that are burdening members of our church. Let's pray right now for members in our community that whose parents are sick and going through other kinds of difficulties. Let's pray for God's hand to be upon us and especially upon them. Let's pray for our members who are also sick. Let's continue to pray for Ben's eye for a full recovery. And let's just lift up people that we know that are going through times of difficulty, you know, and ask God to bring His grace and thanksgiving and understanding and His peace, you know, upon our community. Let's lift the people up. Let's pray for our house churches meeting tonight. Let's pray for Causeway Bay, Mac Daddy, Trigunter, and Kowloon. Let's pray also Kennedy. Let's pray for God's hand to be upon each of these churches, especially as they celebrate Thanksgiving, that there be a real sense of fellowship and just a real grace to come over each one of the groups. Let's just lift them up. Let's thank the Lord for us, a great auction that we had on Sunday. Just so much fun as a church. And let's continue to pray for our building search and our building fund, that it would continue to grow, that people would just be so blessed by the Lord. They'd be able to give in to their pledges and just pray for God to provide a new space for us, and that we would really see God and just enlarge our vision. Let's pray for the Vine and pray that they'll be able to move well the beginning of next year, and that, you know, the Lord will provide us that space or even a better space. And let's just lift that up to the Lord. And as a missions focus, let's pray for the situation in Korea right now. Let's pray for just the tensions in the peninsula, the north and the south. And let's pray that, you know, the end outcome would be peace and the end outcome would be justice. And that God would intervene supernaturally in this matter. And, you know, there's a lot of things at stake here. Also, in that same vein, let's pray for our NK conference that we're having next weekend. You know, just such appropriate timing. And let's pray that people would really wake up to the needs and to, you know, what the Father is doing in this region. And so let's lift up both Koreas to the Lord. Lord, it may feel sometimes that we are so insignificant, God, compared to what's happening in the world around us. But God, help us to recognize, Lord, that it's actually prayer that changes the world. It's not world leaders, God. Lord, they are merely puppets, God, of your will. And so we pray, God, that as the people of God, that we will rise up to be that praying generation, Lord, that will pray the price, Father, for your glory to come and fill this earth, God. We're praying for the nations of the earth. We pray for Hong Kong, God, and our church, Lord. And use us, God, Lord, to bring glory to your Son in all that we do. Watch over us, God, and help us, God, to always have an attitude of thanksgiving, Lord. That we always, God, see things through your perspective, through your vision, God. And in that, Father God, that there's change. We thank you, Father God. Change us, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Watch over us this day, Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great time of prayer, and I'll see you tomorrow.